least deserving will end up with the most. That the cream cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, shit floats. If you thought things had changed, friend, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the fewest of words, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We'll feed your children on crayfish and lobster tails. Find a school near the top of the league. In theory, I respect your right to exist. I will kill you if you're moving next to me. Ah, it stinks. It sucks. It's anthropologically unjust. Oh, but the takings are run by efforts. Perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest on the streets. Yeah, you see, you're right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
All righty. Hey, welcome to 2021. Welcome to Friends to the Ends. Just a wee bit lower, Simon. No? Just, you like the song so much, don't you? Yeah. It's so great to have you here in the new year, and I couldn't think of a better track to kick off a reflection of 2020 on Friends to the Ends at Planet 104.6 FM. I'm joined by the wonderful Simon William Todd. Welcome, Simon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, David. How are you?
So we talked about this when you guys come up to the beach, that we were going to have a reflection of 2020 and not diss it and look negatively all the way through. But the song with Jarvis, I mean, that all came about, believe it or not. A Facebook group wanted this song, which came out in 2006 off his original album, Jarvis Cocker, to be the number one Christmas song, and it got to number three, which kind of reflects that the sentiment of what was happening around the world and the leadership genuinely around the world was pretty bloody poor.
Still is, David. Still is.
There have been moments of goodness, though, and luckily there's been some changes over the year, and we'll talk through that.
And luckily, but we live in a country where the cunt is not still running our country.
well, it was Jacinda was running it before she got re-elected, though, so that doesn't quite work, does it? But anyway, in England, he still is, definitely.
Yeah, he definitely is.
And there's not a lot of popularity with him, and he should get a really pretty good haircut, if nothing else.
Mm.
Anyway, so tonight we're going to have a bit of fun, we're going to have a wee bit of reflection, and play our favourite tracks and artists of the year. So Jarvis was mine. I mean, it's a re-release, but a really good one and quite apt relative to the year. What about you, Simon? What's your track that we're playing next?
Well, the track we're playing next is from a band called The Scarlet Oak, who released an EP this year, which was a kind of a little reflection on the kind of Brexit Britain.
Right. Brexit, again, another issue.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
But it was dealt to, though,
on. We're going on about Brexit Britain.
That's
again.
Why, in fact, when we look through our songs tonight, most of them are English, actually, and probably reflective of the time. So,
sorry about that.
Shall we play this track and see how it goes?
Yeah, this is by The Scarlet Oak, and it's called No One Likes Us and We Don't Care.
Excellent.
There's a fisher in this country, from the head down to the toes, from Peterloo to Passchendaele, Dunkirk to Plymouth, oh. It's been chewing us all up since the war to end all wars, and now I see it's coming back for more. He's sleeping in his black shirt with a red cross painted large, a foot soldier for Mosley, for Enoch or Farage. For many years so tongue-tied for fear of what he'd say, but now he's told, say it, it's okay. Hey, Mr. Englishman, give us a song. Sing of your Jerusalem, a world long gone. Sing for the Empire, for God and for the Queen. Sing for Oasis, for the Chelsea football team. It's stronger to be mean. No one likes us, and we don't care. Pass another country, do things differently there. Future's ours to carve out, and we're better off alone. We used to rule the seven seas from New York to Hindustan, but now we feel unwelcome in our home. I'm a cancer that's been waiting for the right moment to bite. I've been feeding off your hatred, and now it's time to strike. I'll stick it up your Jack Delors, and I'll spit out your Brussels sprouts. I'll make it clear so there can be no doubt. Hey, Mr. Englishman, give us a song. Sing of your Jerusalem, a world long gone. Sing for the Empire, for God and for the Queen. Sing for Oasis or the Chelsea football team. Cry God for Harry, for England and St. George. Let fly the ghosts of Wellington or Clive and Agincourt. Born to rule all nations, bred to make the bucks. And we like our taste with butter, and we hate that foreign muck. No one likes us, and we don't care. No one likes us, and we don't care.
All right. That was the Scarlet Oak, a song called No One Likes Us and We Don't Care from their EP Enemy of the State. And my friend Grant Gordon wrote that, David.
I tell you what, he sounded fantastic, and there's some lovely lines in that. And what a great track to reflect the year as well. So was he a buddy of yours?
He's a friend of the show.
Is
I don't know whether you listened to my show on the station in September this year.
Yes. I didn't know you were on it.
Yep, so I had a phone call conversation with him on this show.
Oh, wasn't it the year before?
Probably was the
last
year.
I just lost another year.
Yeah, it was the year before.
Oh. I know, I got a year old as well, but we'll talk about that later. My next track.
Oh, your next track, yeah.
Unless there's anything else you want to talk about that track, which is very fine. Cool.
Yeah. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, and all other outlets.
So he brought out an EP, it was last year.
Yep.
It was bloody good. Look.
You can find them all over the internet.
We're getting a number of texts coming in already saying how much they love that song.
So it's good
to share that one.
Someone from Plymouth, a pirate.
Pirate. Oi. Is that? No, okay. No, that's Scottish.
I think it's a pirate.
How does that go?
A pirate called Jane who says that she got her teeth knocked out by an Englishman once.
Oh, yeah, when she was playing football.
Yeah.
Oh, well, tough. That's why you play football, right?
Whatever.
Anyway, the next track I've chosen is a band that I've loved for many, many years. Aptly named, given they're called Airborne Toxic Event from the US. Michael Jollett is the lead singer, and he wrote a book, and the book is followed by this album, and it's about him growing up in a camper park, and finding it was a pretty tough time, and so many cool tracks on this, but I chose this song, Come On Out. It's my favourite. In fact, if you're on Spotify, they do a roundup of the year. This was the most played track for me. Come On Out. It's a great, it's just, I just love them. So why don't we just play them? So I'll get all teary about it.
Okay. And I actually like you to get teary about it.
Well, we'll get teary later. Who's teary?
Come on out with it, come on out with it, come on out. In the night shadows watching, darkness approaching, you came for life in the park. So you stand on the stage at such a young age, as you're feeling around the dark. And your violence is calling, you feel your world falling, there's nowhere to run to tonight. Break my fall. Break my fall. Break my fall. Break my fall. Break my fall.
With it. Airborne Toxic Event, bloody great. Makes me feel good, and that's what music's all about. In fact, that's one thing I missed a lot during 2020 was the live gigs and not hearing live music. I didn't realise how much food for the soul that was. But anyway, Airborne Toxic Event, great album, and there's just got to go and listen to that album. It's called Hollywood Park. Have a listen to it. Get it. It's very, very, very cool. Simon, what? I mean, it's going to be a hard one to follow up that last track, to be honest.
It's going to be very hard. I didn't know that kind of. Oh.
Sorry, wait. I just
there we go. You're back on now.
Yeah. I've just been on.
You've been out to a barbecue.
I've just been on a Twitter feed with an international audience, David. Actually,
that's so good. Yeah. So a lot of UK listeners tonight
I
hear.
Do we do shout outs?
Yeah, yeah. Who are they?
Well, Jane Donaldson.
Love them.
Edie Johnson.
Nice.
And John. Not Donaldson, but I've forgotten what his surname is. So let's call him John Donaldson.
Hello, John Donaldson. Love that you're listening to us in the UK and feeling for you, given where you're at.
Mm.
And selfishly, where we are, we're very lucky.
Well, they've just bought a new house, so we shouldn't be too sorry for them.
Great, if they've got lots of bathrooms as well, be good.
Well, probably a 3 or 4.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what band grabbed your fancy during lockdown, or when we were in 2020, what's the next one?
This grabbed my fancy because I'm always on the lookout for a bit of Bernard Butler, as you know.
Yes, you like a bit of suede.
People that don't know, he was the original suede guitarist. Then he went off and he did loads of other good stuff.
Yep.
Most of it has been good. Mm. And he's been compiling a album with Catherine Ann Davies, a.k.a. The Anchoress.
Oh, no.
For a while now, and they put this album out, and this was the first single, and I think it's brilliant.
Give it a crack. What's it called?
It's called Sabotage.
Great. Let's give it a crack.
Looks so easy.
Yes.
Then you say you've had a harder time. You think you are above us. You think you can outsmart us. But I'm in your mind. So this life of a martyr, it's not like my idea of fun. You think you can outsmart us. You know that you're above us. But I've been going on. Sabotage looks easy. So easy.
It's a rollicking number, Simon. Love that. Guitars are jangling away there.
It's fantastically rollicking, isn't it?
Very, very cool. Love that. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do that is not good, in my opinion.
Really?
We just had a text in from Jane Johnson, who's listening in Manchester in England, who says...
Hi, Jane.
She doesn't actually have four bathrooms, she's got one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it is the size of a football pitch.
They probably need it over there.
Yeah.
Given they're a little locked up at the moment.
Yeah. Well, who can blame him?
Well, yeah. Big bathroom. Play a bit of football in there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, another English band. Oh, actually, I tell a lie. Scottish band. But from the UK.
Oh, get out
from
of
the
here,
UK,
David.
From
get
the
out
UK.
Of here. Oh, we're going to have Nicola Sturgeon stomping down.
Isn't she quite a grumpy leader?
She might be, but she's going to have your ass for her face.
Do you think that she could be a better leader than Boris Johnson?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think she's leading the way and looking for a...
But don't get out of it. You just said the Fratellis were a...
Yeah, sorry, Fratellis. That's evil.
That's like saying Billy Connolly is from Cornwall.
Yeah, or Devon.
Or Plymouth.
Imagine that. Poor old Billy living in Plymouth.
But now, that wouldn't be right, because no one funny is from Devon, are they?
No. I can't think of anyone funny at all from there.
Let's just think about it a bit more.
No. Okay, so Fratellis, I chose this just because everyone has been really down on 2020, and actually my view is...
Have you gone down on 2020?
It was really, really bad. But there are some elements that I think you never want to wish a year away, and I think there are things that we probably learnt about ourselves and about other people and about our jobs and actually about caring a bit more and taking a bit of time.
I know what I learnt about my job in 2020. It was expendable.
Yes, you're right, Simon. But you got a great opportunity this year to do something else.
Thanks.
Okay. So I wanted to play this song, 6 Days in June by the Fratellis. Why don't we give it a crack now?
So I
Oh, David, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
Plop, bop around with that one. It was a big hit for the boys, Taupo boys. Every year I go to Taupo with six other mates and we make up CDs, and that was, I think it was my lead-off song. I just wanted the boys to get happy, and it's a poppy song.
So tell us about this Taupo thing you do. You go down there every
year, seven of us, and we...
make a CD of 57 songs each.
We each are allowed to make 12 songs, I think.
12 songs? Is it? And everyone has to listen to each other's 12 songs on CDs.
On CDs, we're very low tech, and then we make a best of. Now the good thing is that actually this year I think most of my songs got on because I had such a great CD, and they may as well just given it, and which I did do, give them all my CDs, and we each make the CD, we give them each to ourselves, and then we pontificate why our CD is the best CD, and we've been doing it for, gosh, 13 or 14 years now.
Well, that was 6/8 in June, and I don't think that anyone would have pontificated about bringing that onto their CD.
And it didn't even make the best of.
Well, it was kind of a bit like the Boo Radleys, maybe. A lot of people hated them, didn't they? Because they had their horns, and they were a bit too bright for Britpop. But I thought that was a wonderful tune.
And it kind of highlighted to me what music helped me through this year as well. I did a playlist, and this is with colleagues and friends, to come up with some songs that would make people feel good under lockdown. It was beat the COVID-19 blues, and had a staggering amount of people, and I was so proud that, happy that people contributed some songs. Some of them were quite interesting.
Is a staggering amount of people in your definition?
134 people contributed their favourite song. Is that a big enough number?
Well, I think it all goes to kind of the, it's all relative, isn't it? Because 134 people got COVID in a country of 1,000,
yes,
that wouldn't be staggering.
No.
But 134 people that exist in your head, that was very good. Well done, David. Anyway, what's the next song?
It's your song.
Oh, so it is.
What do you got now?
Now I've got a song that's going to blow that. Well, it's not going to blow it out of the water, but it's kind of, I just came across it on iMusic. It's called Princess Pouty by Ian Iser, and someone has been listening to rather too much Prince, if you ask me.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Tell me what you think at the end.
If you play it first, then I'd probably be able to hear it. How are we going there? There we go.
Here it is.
There we go. Oh, I can hear Princey bawling again.
You're a victim of your own mind. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Sometimes I could be real blind. That's the way that God rolled me. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. No one can steal that glow when you're blessed and highly favored. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Don't leave me on if there's no one to take me. Cause I can't do this right anymore. Don't fill this cup if you're not gonna drink me. You're not the only person in the world. Princess Pouty. Princess Pouty. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Be that diamond in the sky, cause you shine with all that glory. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Never underestimate it when you're in your waiting season. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. You gotta put some pride behind all that praying. Mama's baby, daddy's baby. Don't leave me on if there's no one to take me. Cause I can't do this right anymore. Don't fill this cup if you're not gonna drink me. You're not the only person in the world. Princess Power.
Princess Bounty. Princess Bounty. Princess Bounty. Princess Powdy.
Nina Isis. Is it? Do you really like that?
I do like this, David. I think it's it's an antithesis to kind of everything that's been going on this.
Oh, really?
What's going on this year? You know.
In what way? Because it was last year we're talking about, not this one.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Last year. But I put it on and just saw Prince is dead.
I can hear Prince through that.
This guy, Ian Iser, is not dead. So let him kind of let his body move through mine.
Well, it's kind of funky, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
His name's Ian. That is a problem.
Is that with an I or just a I-A-N?
No, I-A-N. It's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Where's he from, then?
I think he's from Stoke Dabernon. He runs a kind of local butcher.
Does he? He should stick to his day job. Do you think? But if you like him, and he does sound a bit of princey, I kind of like it as well.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
We're going to go way back, but today, like yesterday or in 2020... Rolling Stones, I mean, they did this song, they wrote this song before we kind of had this moment of COVID lockdown, and living in a ghost town resonated with me so much. Unfortunately, I had to go into the city when we're in lockdown, and both times, more in the first one. It was surreal, and it did feel like I was living in a ghost town. It felt like I was looking in Auckland, there was no cars, no people, and I was waiting for the zombies to run round the corner and be apocalyptic. That's what it felt. It was surreal. And I thought the Stones, whether they meant to do it or not, this song, Living in a Ghost Town, really resonated and captured a moment in time. So I think we should play that now.
So can I ask you, is it a new Rolling Stones track?
Yeah, I think it came out. It definitely came out in 2020.
Right.
Yeah.
And who are the Rolling Stones?
So the Rolling Stones have been around since 1963.
Right.
Ish. Mick and Keith. Charlie.
Charlie, who reckoned David Bowie was a knob.
Yeah, well, Charlie's not always right, is he?
No.
Because David, we both love David Bowie. I mean, he's so cool. In fact, how come he wasn't even on our playlist this year?
Well, because he hasn't had the song out this year, but he's got a couple out next.
We can't wait for those, but shall we play the Rolling Stones now then?
We'll try.
Okay. You know you love this.
I don't know.
Weave it.
Okay, let's play it.
Play it.
Ghost town. I'm a ghost.
Oh, David, a Rolling Stones song without harmonica. Oh, sorry, there was lots of harmonica on there, wasn't there?
So a bit of reggae going through there. God. If you saw the video, they were driving around London. No one would have ever seen London empty, ever. And I thought it was very apt. And it reminded me of Auckland. And it just reminded me of, actually, it's how surreal it was to be in a city that was full of a million people and no one was there. It's bizarre.
You're wrong.
Okay. The lyrics on that track. How'd that go, Simon? I mean,
oh dear.
It's not all about singing. It's about the melody and the keyboards. Because you're a keyboards boy, aren't you?
You love
tickling the ivories.
The melody comes through the keyboards, does it not?
It does. No, yeah, totally right. Richard Clayderman was like that as well.
Fuck off.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Richard Clayderman.
Did you remember that? You probably had candlelight dinners with him or playing in the background. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, me and my parents had candlelight dinners with Richard Clayderman.
I bet you did. I bet they had them in there. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe
I help you doing this.
Well...
Because
you're my buddy.
That was Eyeliner, a band called Eyeliner, a song called Los Angeles. The whole thing's great.
Are they from, where are they from?
Don't know.
Right. I think they're from England.
Do you?
Should we say they are?
Okay, let's say they're from England.
So the next band that I've chosen is probably the album of the year for me. Pretenders came out with a classic Pretenders album, like almost Pretenders. It had angst, it had... great guitars, it had great lyrics. Hate for Sale is what I'm going to play. But before we do, I want to use this title as a way of saying I am so tired. I don't know about you. Get your view on this.
I'm quite tired.
Well, yeah, until after. We've got 15 more minutes. We're okay. Well, 13. I am over Twitter. What about you? I mean, social media, I think, has been the disease that destroys... people's well-being. And what are your thoughts?
Well, David, I am not on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok or anything like that.
So you're on Messenger?
I am on Messenger. That's true, but only because people that know me.
Yeah.
Whereas you flaunt yourself all over the internet.
But not like the haters out there.
No, but you're always going, haters. Gem Capital Finance Manager, hashtag. mortgage broker kind of come on down and see me.
But do you not think social media is really, particularly this year, I mean, or last year, being 2020, is a time when actually we've got to stop people being dicks?
I think you stop people being dicks by blowing them off.
Right. We just say, no more of that.
Absolutely.
I like your word. Mm. And probably that's why I chose this one, Hate for Sale by the Pretenders, because that's what Twitter's all about, sucks.
Father, help me, do you understand?
I mean, I think you captured the whole year just there.
Well, I hope so, because, you know, people that know me and you might not think we'd like that song, but...
Well, it's... Well, who's the band?
Hurts.
And?
Their song is called Redemption. It's mind-blowing.
It's... we love Hurts. I mean,
we
you
do.
And I, we their wonderful life when they first came out. They're a very 80s sounding band. And last year they came out with an album that just kind of blew me away. And that is just magical and quite special, actually.
I've actually got my French horn out and I'm going to start trying to play that line in it.
Well, I didn't know you could play a French horn.
Yeah, well, I can. I'm going to start practicing outside your house.
maybe not tonight.
Not tonight, but soon.
Talking about soon, we are just about at the end of our show again, Simon. I mean, this is what goodness is all about. It goes so quickly.
It's fuck.
It is. I thought, you know, very quickly, let's go through some people that disappeared last year. Little Richard, Eddie Van Halen, Helen Reddy, you kind of like her, Bill Withers, great, lovely day.
Who's no longer with us.
Peter Green, David Greenfield, Kenny Rogers. I mean, The Gambler, I mean, that's a guilty pleasures after 12.
You
anytime.
Gotta know.
Johnny Nash, Charlie Pride, Toots and the Maytals, you know, Toots Herbert, who brought out Beautiful Woman, and Spencer Davis.
Did all the Maytals die?
No, just him.
Oh,
he died.
Okay.
What I struggled with was actually a number, and Dave Greenfield, this is for Simon Pennington, who loves the Stranglers, the keyboardist that we saw back in February in 2020.
I saw him.
I think you left at halftime. Did you see it though?
Yeah.
Disappointingly.
Which is cursed around the building.
Well, everyone knows that now, and Simon won't talk to you anymore.
That's fine.
No,
but I knew
sure
he was going to die, and I had to leave before I died too.
Well, he died of that COVID thing, and we just mentioned that once tonight. The C word. I like Jarvis Cocker's C word.
That's a different C word.
It is. Mm. We're going to finish tonight.
Cushion.
With a band that my children introduced to me, and particularly my daughter Alana. It is a Bombay Cycle Club. And this song particularly resonated with me when I was feeling a bit sad. And it's called Everything Else Has Gone Wrong. But not this. and I want to finish tonight. Thank you so much, Simon, for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Doing the work. We're going to do 2021 together,
as usual. Yeah, I'll be here manning the desk.
I'll try and find some buddies that might come and join me.
Fucking hope so.
Yeah, it's pretty hard work doing the producing and talking.
Yeah, friends of the ends are kind of not really.
I haven't got a lot of friends. I'll work on that this year.
I'll be your friend to the end.
Thank you. You're very kind. So everything else has gone wrong. Bombay Cycle Club. I love them. Yeah, you could have kind of just washed that one over.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Love your work. Thank you so much for listening to Friends to the Ends.
Till I'm seeing blood, dark red coat on the side of my throat. When you heard each sound, did you swallow it down, tasting every word? Then come on and get something on my rum, where the chords and the notes are the only thing sung. Come on and get something on my rum, keep the stereo on, everything else is gone. Everything else has gone wrong. 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 I guess I found